Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian.
Okay, so my publisher wants it to be very practical, so I'm speaking to experts like you in the field to find out what is like state of the art. And you have like a, how long have you been, you've had this facility for years.
About 15.
15 years, yeah. Wow, fantastic. And was it already here before?
Yeah, it was a home for Jewish parents.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And because you're Jewish, you...
No, I'm not. You know what, some people, they say that Chinese are Jewish.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't ask. Pearl, we have, you know Pearl, right?
Peggy,
she retired since.
She's
Jewish.
Told me that, yeah.
And she worked for us for a very long time.
Yes.
And she's Jewish.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So she's just very, she takes a strong ownership of this place because she's Jewish.
Yeah.
So there's a link.
There is. Yeah. The Chinese and the Jewish have a very similar. Strong family could
that's right.
Yeah, I think it's a family oriented philosophy. Yeah.
And education.
Education too.
Yeah.
A lot of similarities, yeah.
Yeah. And they moved to Danville.
Danville, huh?
So that you know where they are now.
Oh,
they're in Danville. They built a really, you know, mansion a facility.
Uh-huh. Another facility.
Yeah, from the ground.
Oh, interesting.
It's in that Danville.
Okay.
You won't miss it. It's beautiful. Right. Once in a while we drive, we don't buy, you know, it's just lovely.
So would you recommend that I try to interview them also?
It's up to you.
Okay.
But I don't know if they're going to be as friendly.
No, I have no idea.
You know, I don't even know who it would be, you know?
Right.
I mean, you know, a big organization, they have so many layers.
Oh, yes. So yeah. What's that place called?
Home for the Jewish Parents.
Oh, it's just Home for the Jewish Parents? There's no title before it? Or?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so Belican Gardens, it's called Belican
Gardens.
Where's that name from?
Oh, this is co-owned by me and my husband.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The origin of the name.
But the name?
Was
that the name before?
No.
No,
Belinda and Ken.
Oh, really? Oh,
you know that?
That's
very
right.
Very good.
That's
I
right.
Some Chinese
organization
involved
with
it.
Oh, there we go.
You didn't have
that,
but
my father loved that one.
That's great.
My husband's name is Ken.
All right.
Very good.
And that's why. And one day we were just brainstorming, you know, what the name to call. And my daughter say, how about Belican? And she came up with that. I said, that would be the one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, that makes sense. So that carries over the family feeling to it. And it's a very personal feeling.
There's a legacy.
Feeling.
We feel there's a legacy here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when we took over this facility, it was empty. Because Jewish bought, they were going to leave some patients here, but then it turned out it didn't work out. So everybody got moved.
Mm-hmm.
And so they emptied out this building.
Wow.
And it was empty for months. And I had to restart the renovate and I had to scrub floor and scrub walls and bring in, you know, furniture. It was very hard work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
From
the ground up and zero patients. And so then I even have to hire a security guard to sit outside, you know, at night.
Oh, so no one would come and loot it or come live in here, take over? Yeah.
And basically, it's a huge building and three floors. And so there were, you know, I mean, I was still carrying a job and my husband was still working, but anyway, you know, we have, you know, kids and others.
Mm-hmm.
But but then I started taking in the first patient. Yeah, Jung Yang, very first one we took care.
Very good.
Yeah,
yes,
and I was in the kitchen cooking for her, and the staff that I hired, they were so lovely. They were in the kitchen cooking for her, one person.
Wow.
And I put this soon. I don't even know how we got 10.
Exactly.
And I've got 20, and then we fill up.
Your reputation.
Yeah.
How
about
you? Yeah, very good. Yeah.
So you stay pretty full all the time.
Yeah.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, the thing is, like, we're not into, you know, like, making money, okay? Many folks, we're basically kind of given away. Okay, we're here for the community. Mm. I charge very low rate. Mm-hmm. Of course, patients that can afford, you know, to pay it more. Mm-hmm. But for the one that have no family, I serve Salvation Army.
Yes.
They have a lot of elders that don't have families. Right. And Salvation Army, the organization basically is their family, you know.
Yes.
But not in a sense that they're going to pay their bill, you know.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah, so they call us and I'll take in folks for $1,000.
Wow.
And that's 24 care, food, room and board, nursing care, you know, and all that.
You have huge overhead.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's a group of folks that are just, they're just very low income.
Mm-hmm.
They just, that all they have is just the...
Yeah. Oh, that's so kind of you.
Yeah, that just $1,000 mm-hmm. SSI money, yeah.
You really serve the community.
Yeah.
We all appreciate that.
Yeah.
Kind of on the same boat, actually.
Yeah, you too.
Because, you know, if a quickie doesn't survive, then everything around the whole area doesn't work. You know?
Yeah. So. I mean, you do medicine. I read to
herbal
medicine.
Yeah, herbal medicine, yes. Yeah. So
this facility is assisted living. Independent living too?
No.
Just assisted in different levels?
No, independent living would be like they would be coming and go out.
Or they have a place, but they can go and come and go as much as they want.
Yeah, we could have those kind of folks, but, you know, for independent folks, it doesn't seem like it's comparable to them. Because they don't want to be in an environment that they feel that they are ill.
Yes.
So
you have also memory care type too? And Alzheimer's section? You do have that
dementia,
also?
Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
Different stages.
So you've been in this field for years and years and years. And you've seen this wide difference in the functioning level of different individuals who stay here.
Yeah.
And so what kind of things do you do as programs for people who are just at the assisted living level, and in order to keep their brains alert and to try to stave off the dementia, what kind of things have you found helpful?
Yeah, activity and sometimes some medication. Mm-hmm. We have two groups of psychiatrists that come in. So we have a group, and they're Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a two.
Uh-huh.
And so they've been coming here for years, Dr. Shapiro and Dr. Rayback. One is a psychologist and one is a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand geriatric population.
Mm-hmm.
They understand the mood swing, the anxiety level, the memory loss,
mm-hmm.
the behavioral purpose. And they work with that. But they do use medication,
mm-hmm.
you know, because Alzheimer's, a lot of time, it's a chemical imbalance.
That's right.
And so they do use medication to, mm-hmm. you know, to keep certain chemical imbalance,
mm-hmm.
but they keep a really really good eye, and we keep it really really good eye.
Yeah.
We don't believe in high dose, you know. But sometimes the physician themselves would prescribe a medication and see if it's working or not. And that sometimes it's a combine of two, you know. And a lot of times it's depression too.
Mm-hmm. So so there's medical care, of course, but there's also activities that especially what kind of activities do you think help to keep people's brains active and working well?
The activity, we have an activity program. It's headed by a director, and so we have like sensory stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
We have you know, bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And bingo seems to be like America's tradition game, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, all
these
folks, no matter how, what stage of dementia they're in, when they're in the bingo game, they lit up.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they might win.
Yeah, they might win. And they really, you know, I something just connects with them.
Yeah.
And then, so, you know, there's a lot of, they get to go out to field trips.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, so, and they have like reality orientation programs.
Reality orientation?
Yeah, reality orientation is like, you read news to them, you
mm-hmm.
try to connect don't worry, you know, what's going on outside in the world. Mm-hmm. So I had to tell them Obama is the president.
Right.
And you know, and what's going on. I mean, you don't want to share with them, you know, a lot of those brutal news.
Right.
But you try to connect with them of the kind of gentle news.
Mm-hmm. No bad news.
Mm, right.
Only the happy news.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. this is, you know, Christmas. And we do bring season in here because it's hard to bring them out to the season.
Mm-hmm.
Like Thanksgiving, so we'll have Thanksgiving event here. We make it big. And so the resident enjoys the Thanksgiving event. And mm-hmm. we do Christmas, the place is decorated full of Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So they see that. And that is the month that you would see a lot of really calm. Normally the patient has acting out.
Mm-hmm.
In December, they're extremely calm. You know, it's kind of like they knew Christmas all their life. And Christmas is more of a calm month.
Mm-hmm.
And and then we have Christmas songs, and we have Santa, we have kids coming to sing carol.
Wow.
So there's a lot of sensory stimulation, therapeutic mm-hmm. kind of exercise,
mm-hmm.
activity.
And so that's like singing and do they wrap gifts and stuff like that?
They do. They get gifts.
They get gifts too.
Oh, it's like two truckloads of gifts.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, and the employee, you know, they adopt residents.
Uh-huh.
So we pick the employee, a patient's name, and then we adopt that person. We buy that person gifts,
uh-huh.
and then all the organization comes in and they bring gifts. Mm-hmm. So you got Salvation Army that comes in, you got Goodwill that comes in, mm-hmm. and you got some local church that come in with, you know, with gifts. Yeah, for them. They're bringing socks, they're bringing underwear.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really heartwarming.
Yeah, it is.
It's very heartwarming participation and involvement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very, very good. Super. Yeah. And, yeah.
So, if you were, and that's wonderful that you do that. And I know that the facilities like this, the staff, are so giving and loving. I mean, it's one of the impressions I'm getting in the different facilities is how much love the staff is providing to the residents and how important that is in actually keeping the brain alive and healthy.
Yeah. And you know, exercise, we're really, really into exercise here. I'm a rehab nurse.
Oh, you are? That's your background.
I've done, you know, people with folks 23 years old, car accident.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
be able to get to the point, I mean, totally comatose. Mm-hmm. Be able to get up and go to, I mean, be able to get to a point that can go to UC Davis, the acute rehab.
Wow.
They're very, very, the criteria is really, really strict.
Yeah.
In order to be able to get accepted to UC Davis Medical Center acute rehab, the person has to reach certain criteria.
Yeah, right.
And we have recovered, you know, these young people from very zero level comatose up to the point that they are up and playing organ.
Yeah.
And, can play organ.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, and be able to get accepted to.
Yes.
So we mark each clinical pathway.
Yes.
And we don't want to lose any moments of that person's life.
Yeah.
Because
you want to
keep, you know, keep track.
That's right.
So that you know, when that person gets to certain points, they're ready to. UC Davis is ready to take them.
So these are residents you've had here?
No, I'm just talking about...
Oh, you're talking about your experience in the past. Right.
And so I my tendency is to... I want all the elderly, unless they have a medical contraindication, that they have to be in bed.
Right. What kinds of things would those be?
Yeah. For example, if we have accepted folks that come in with football size... open area
wood. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, and so the limiting them in the chair helps the area to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, and also perhaps the person is on end stage life, like hospice care, and they're under a lot of morphine at the end stage.
Yeah,
then we keep them in bed. Okay?
Mm-hmm. those are examples of people you can keep in bed, right? Yeah.
Otherwise, we want everybody to, all the residents to be up and going and happy feet, so we get them moving.
Uh-huh.
And that gets the
happy body. Feet, you call it?
Yeah, we call it happy feet.
I love that.
Yeah, they got a big room back there, a beautiful room, rec room, recreation room. Mm-hmm. And all the residents take part in back there.
Yeah. And we have a full-time rehab program here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so they get moving, get those blood circulating.
Oh, so important. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Nowadays, there's a program called dementia training. So this just happened about the last 15 months. Mm-hmm. So we have been training our staff ongoingly.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Mm-hmm.
But it's more focused this past, mm-hmm. Within this past 15 months. We want all our caregivers, mm-hmm. to understand the dementia, what causes it, mm-hmm. how to relate to them, mm-hmm. how to interpret them, and it's really, really helping the caregiver to not stress out, and to be, mm-hmm. more sensitive and to be more supportive, mm-hmm. to certain behavior and certain action, yeah. that they, or certain language that the resident might step to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so here there are residents whose native language, you have a lot of different native language,
yeah.
people here?
Yeah, we do. We're seeing Japanese, mm-hmm. we're seeing Korean.
I speak Japanese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're seeing more Japanese, mm. and we're seeing more Korean coming in here. We have a high percentage of Asian. Mm-hmm. They speak different dialects, Cantonese, Mandarin, Khoisan, you know, and we also have employees that can speak those dialects.
Mm.
Yeah. And we have African American, we have Caucasian, mm-hmm. We have Indian. We just discharged a Filipino lady home. Mm-hmm. Mm. She came in, her fingers were all discolorated.
Mm. Wow.
And so when we review her HMP, those fingers already have no blood flow to
she has a heart problem, heart condition?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And there was nothing supposed to be done, but somehow with the rehab program, with the care, the fingertip, we were seeing changing coloration.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and she went home, she was walking, you know, mm-hmm. she was becoming very functional.
That's a success.
Yeah.
Big success.
Yeah, big success. I wish I had somebody that can back up those stories. You know?
Yeah. What's your daughter's name?
My daughter, yeah. Frances.
Frances, yeah. She, where is she now?
Oh, she's in medical school.
Yeah, which one?
Ross.
Ross?
Yeah,
Very good. Yeah. She might help you.
That's wonderful. So, different exercise activities and bingo and other kinds of games.
Yeah. And walking. You know, walking. Even for you and for me, mm-hmm. walking, I mean, we heard about that, right?
Yeah.
20 minutes walk would do a body good. The same theory applies to the resident.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Same theory. You get them moving, the skin start looking better, mm-hmm. the brain start getting better, and they're calmer. It's mm-hmm. a way for them to release that energy, you know, release that anxiety level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, and then there's nutrition things, and hydration. You focus
nutrition,
on
hydration.
Making sure people get plenty of fluids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other things you want to mention?
Oh, okay.
So family members come here too.
Yeah.
And are there ways that you help to encourage the family members to stay as healthy as possible so they can help the residents also and they're more present, or also for their own life so it doesn't degenerate as quickly? Or are there things that you reach out to the, I don't know what they're called, the residents' family or something?
Yeah. I mean, this facility tend to have a lot of families coming in from very early of the day, mm-hmm. and they stay on, especially the wives or the husbands. Mm-hmm. And when they do come in, they stay the whole day, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and so their participation is very, very intense. Now they want, they'll tell the staff, say, let me do this, let me feed my wife, let me,
you know. Oh, okay.
Maybe
they participate a lot, they're very involved. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they want to feel they're needed. Mm-hmm. You know? And a lot of time we offer them, we ask them not to bring in meals. We said, put you on the meal program here.
Yeah.
And so that way they don't have to walk in.
Oh, so the family members are also on the meal program?
Yeah, if they choose. We have a gentleman, his wife had pancreatic cancer.
Mm.
And she was very, very end stage. But for usually with the pancreatic cancer, it lasts very short time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with her, it was stretched to be a very long time.
Wow.
So I could see the husband was more stressed out than his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he was there and was make sure that she gets what she wants, you know, and she is pain free, and she, you know, she's communicating to him, and mm-hmm. they're talking, and they're still enjoying the end stage. And so one day, I saw him walking down the hill. I said, oh, where are you going? And then he said, I'm going to Chinatown to pick up some jok, meaning kanji,
mm-hmm.
chicken jok. Yeah. So I said, oh, no. I said, we have jok here. Mm-hmm. I said, let's just get jok from here so you don't have to take the bus and go to Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, she wants the jok from Chinatown.
Yeah.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, you know, yeah, so he didn't buy, that was not an issue for him.
Right.
So he walked down the hill, took a bus to the Chinatown, mm-hmm. walked back with a plastic bag that's got jok in there. Okay. Yeah. And then I also go to him, I say, yeah, no, it is different. The jok from Chinatown and here is different. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay, you know, anytime when your wife wants jok, still, just let us know.
Right.
We'll make it here.
That's
because
great.
It's uh-huh. not going to be the same.
Right, right.
Yeah.
How nice. How nice. So that's great. I appreciate the interview. So there are a lot of good things in here. I think there will be some great quotes also.
Yeah. Okay.
And I appreciate you taking the okay. opportunity to speak to me.
Yeah.
One of the things that...
If you're interested in finding out more about how you or your relatives can avoid dementia, buy the book, Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic, 7 Key Memory Care Actions to Avoid Alzheimer's and Successfully Keep Your Brain Safe, Sharp, and Sexy into the Future, by going to OutsmartingDementia.com. That's OutsmartingDementia.com. Thank you so much. Information can also be found on naturalsolutionswithdrj.com.